College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll be on Monumental Sports 2 tonight.
That's correct.
For the Wizards Altcast, kicking off at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Of course, last night on Monumental Sports, could have watched the Capitals get another dub against the Flyers and believe somebody scored who's chasing history.
That's correct. Time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin potted his 879th career goal to move to within 16 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL goals record. Caps beat the Flyers 4-3 on Thursday night. Ovi scored with 53 seconds left in the first period, taking a centering pass from Martin Fejervaara and flicking it past Ivan Fedotov to tie the score at once. I believe that's the 180th goalie he's scored on in his career. It was Ovechkin's 26th goal of the season.
As the Flyers come back with Konechny darting into the zone, pulled up at the top of the left circle. Ovechkin, great stretch pass ahead to Strome, but couldn't field it cleanly. Now leaves it for Wilson, who cuts up the left side, and Ovechkin scores as he cut back through the right circle. The pass comes from the far side. It's goals in four straight for Alex Ovechkin.
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
You can kind of argue that Ovi is kind of the LeBron James of the NHL, just according to his age, how long he's been in the league, the production. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
79 points, 11-point lead in the Metro with 28 games to play.
Yep.
Are they second in the NHL overall?
In terms of points, they're tied with Winnipeg.
Yeah.
But they're going to win the Metro, and it's just incredible.
All right, so I just put up a poll of the day, and I'll explain the poll, and then we're going to get to something here. So the Junkies poll today, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, which of the Junkies do you think would make the best NFL head coach? All right, you can vote at Junks Radio. I think Bish Buck's in the early lead in the early seconds of the poll.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, but here's why, here's why I'm bringing this up. Adam Kilgore had an article in the Washington Post, and it struck me we could have fun doing this. And it was talking about how analytics is taking over in the NFL. And the title of the article is, Are You Smarter Than an NFL Head Coach? Take our quiz. And there are 10 situations, 10 questions. Full transparency, I did the first question. I missed.
Okay.
So I want to go through this, and we're going to see. This could be like, you know, EB's the state king. Somebody could be the NFL coach king.
Good title.
Here.
Good title.
I'm
going to
get a D plus.
No, you don't know. Here's your situation.
All right.
You trail by 3 points with 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter.
Okay.
It's right. 4th and 2 from your opponent's 20-yard line.
We trail by 3, you said?
Trail by 3,
yes.
Yeah.
There's 8 minutes left
early.
In the first quarter.
It's the first quarter.
And you're on their 20.
4th and 2 on their 20. Should you kick the field goal or go for it?
I'm kicking the field goal. I know all the math nerds are going to probably say opposite. I'm kicking the field goal. I'm tying it up.
In the first quarter, I'm going for it.
4th and short, I'm going for it in that scenario.
All right.
I'm going to go for it.
I'm kicking the field goal. Tie it up. Start over.
Do you want me to tell you if you're right or wrong there?
Yes. No, not yet.
No. I want to know.
Let's do it at the
end.
No,
because that may influence other people's decisions.
It's a good point. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
Oh my God. All right, so you keep track now.
I got it.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, second scenario. It's 4th and goal from the 2-yard line.
All right.
Okay, yep. You lead by 5.
All right.
With 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. Should you kick a field goal or go for it?
All right, hold on.
Yes.
Fourth and two from the 2-yard line, essentially. Fourth and goal from the two-yard line.
I'm going up eight.
I'm kicking a field goal.
Sorry. What are you doing?
All right.
Vicious field goal. That's a no-brainer.
Going for it.
I don't care what those nerds say.
I'm going for it, too.
I may fail this quiz spectacularly, but I'm going for it.
I'm sorry, where were they on the field?
The two-yard line.
And there's 5 minutes left in the game?
Three minutes.
3:29 left.
Oh, I'm going up by 8. Yeah, I'm going up by 8.
Go for it, baby. Put it put them out of their misery.
I'm going to make them score twice. Yeah.
I'm going. I'm going to kick.
I'm making them score twice. Because they got to score a touchdown.
I'm going, for the win, baby.
All right.
It's one possession, but they got to score twice.
Go to number three.
Go ahead.
It's first and goal.
Who put these together?
I don't know.
Adam Kilgore is the arc. I don't know who put it together.
Right.
It's first and goal from the 1 yard line.
Okay.
All right.
You're down by 9.
All right.
With 106 left in the fourth quarter. Have all three timeouts.
Okay.
All right.
Should you A, call a running play?
All right, hold on. It's first and goal, you said?
Yes.
All right.
From the one.
On the one?
Yeah.
You're down by 9.
Down.
Basically a minute left.
Yeah.
A, call a running play. B, call a passing play.
C, kick the field goal. All right, you're definitely not calling a running play.
B, I'm calling a passing play.
I do too.
I'm not burning clock there.
Yeah,
I'm calling the passing play as
passing
well.
Passing play.
I probably call the passing play, but it doesn't matter. The onside kicks are a joke now. So
I'm going to pass there.
I'll pass, but it's a joke.
All right.
Now, by the way, this all kind of depends on what kind of quarterback you have, too.
That's true.
What kind of offense you have.
Yeah.
But,
do I have Jaden Daniels or do I have a statue like Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's a big difference.
Overtime in a playoff game, and you win the coin toss, should you kick off or receive? I mean, I'm going to receive every time.
Hold on. Say it again. Oh, overtime in a playoff game?
Yes.
I'm receiving. Yeah.
You receive because if you go down and score a touchdown, the
game over.
Oh, no. The playoff rules are different. Even with a touchdown.
Hold on. When did you say it was?
Playoff.
Overtime in a playoff game. No, you kicking. Win the coin toss.
I'm kicking. I think they've talked about that.
I guess that's different.
Are you receiving or kicking off?
I guess with the new rules, I would defer.
I guess I defer so I know what I have to do. I guess.
Because in the regular season, if you score in overtime, a touchdown on the first possession, the game is over.
But the playoffs are different because of what happened in the Buffalo game.
So I defer in that
scenario.
All right,
question number 5. 38 seconds are left. Your team scores a touchdown to pull within 1 point of your opponent. Should you kick the extra point or go for the 2-point conversion?
Well, we had this debate all the time.
38 seconds left?
I'm sorry.
What's the score?
You're down one.
You scored.
Extra point.
Sorry,
ties
I play for
it.
Overtime. I play for overtime. That's just me.
Do I have Joe Burrow or do I have Will Levis?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't love it, but I kick the extra point like a wimp.
I'm going for it.
I kick the extra point.
I'm a go for it guy.
Let's go for it. F it.
Do you already know the answers?
No, he only knew the one. Going along.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. 4th and 1. Your 16-yard line.
Okay.
Down by 3. 2 minutes left in the first half.
Hold on. I'm on my own
4th and 1.
Own 16.
You're on your own 16. Mm. 2 minutes left in the first half.
First half.
All right.
I'm going to go for
one?
It. It's
down
1 yard
one?
Line.
Yeah, but I'm on the 16 my own 16?
You're deep in your
I'm
own
punting.
Territory.
I'm punting that. Punting.
Yeah. I go for it.
Okay. You're going for it?
I'm
going
for it.
All right.
I'm Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I'm Dan Quinn.
All right, next one. 4 minutes left.
I don't care what the
you
crowd
score
is.
A touchdown. You're now within 8 points. You have 2 timeouts left.
Yep. How much time's left?
4 minutes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Score a touchdown.
Yep.
You're down 8.
Mm-hmm.
2 timeouts left. Should you kick the extra point that draws you to 7?
Yeah.
Or go for a 2-point conversion?
Extra point.
To go down 7?
I'm going for the 2.
I think in that instance I would go for the
extra point. There's 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, but I think in that instance you go for the 2. You're still one possession away. I think in that instance
you said there's 4 minutes left.
Yes, 4 minutes left.
2-pointer.
You're going for the 2-pointer,
Jason?
I think
you go for the 2 in that sense.
I'm surprisingly conservative here.
Yeah.
All right. Next scenario. We've got 3 more.
All right.
You lead by 5.
All right.
Lead by 5.
About 10 minutes left in the third quarter.
So the half just started.
There's an eternity left.
Mm-hmm.
4th and 16 from your opponent's 42.
All right.
Do you kick the field goal?
59 yarder?
No way.
Is it indoor?
Is there
crosswind?
Do you go for it or do you punt?
I guess
hold on, a 4th and 16?
4th and 16, but it's in no man's land.
I'm punting.
I guess you go punting. For it in that instance.
I think I'm going to kick the field goal.
If it's indoor, I'm kicking the field goal.
Hold on, you're going to kick a 59-yarder?
Indoors, yeah. I am.
That's again, do I have Zane Gonzalez or do I have...
It's not a perfect quiz, Jason. Right.
That's a cowardly spot to punt from, but 4th and 16 is forever.
I try and pin
him.
If I got Tress Williams,
I did that one. All right.
I go for it.
Arm punt.
I go for it.
Jason, what are you doing?
Arm punt. I'm punting.
I'm
punting.
I'm going to go for it.
What's the percentage of making a 60-yarder?
I mean,
can't
indoor,
be great.
It depends. Indoor?
What if it's outdoor?
By the way, some outdoor of these answers, outdoor. I'm just going to say this.
Outdoor,
some of these answers say it depends.
Of course.
But
all right. Well, that
I'm giving
depends.
Either your.
If it's indoor,
mine is
it.
Binary here. All right. With
any
139 left,
that.
Number nine.
All right. It's such an arm punt, and then you go draw a flag. I mean, it's so easy. Arm punt.
139's left in the fourth quarter. It's 4th and 3 from your opponent's 10. You're up by 3.
Yep.
Do you kick the field goal or go for it?
It's 4th and how many?
I'm kicking the field goal.
You're at the opponent's 3.
I'm going to make them
you're
score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm kicking the field goal.
Go for it. I'd get fired so quick.
No. That one you go for
I
it.
I think I got to kick a field goal there.
No, that one you go for it.
I better have
that one you go for it.
My
because
owner,
if they score a touchdown, you're going to lose any.
Yeah, but you're enforcing
you're
them.
Lose anyway.
But if you don't get it, they can kick a field goal to tie.
Yeah, but you don't lose.
I hope that my owner made his money in casino and gambling stocks.
Because
I'm gambling, baby.
Yeah.
Kicking a field goal there is useless.
I bet you every
not
coach
useless,
every
but...
coach in the league would kick a field goal there.
I think you go for it.
You might be right. I'm just saying, I kick a field goal.
Yeah.
All right.
Last question.
You know what?
Believe me.
Eberflus would freaking
well, he's
go
whatever
for
you would do, the opposite.
Right.
Last
you
question.
Fade him.
You face 4th and 6 at your opponent's 19-yard line.
All right.
All right. What's the score?
6:18 left in the fourth quarter. You lead by 4. Do you kick the field goal or go for it?
Right,
again, it's 4th and 6.
I lead by 18. 4. I lead by 4.
You lead by 4.
That's
on
there, I kick the field goal.
They're
go
19.
7.
There's 6 minutes left. I
fourth
go
up, and what? Because
4th and 6 is not.
I'm kicking a field goal.
Yeah, 4th and 6 is
see,
not.
That sound, some of these just sound too obvious. I feel like they're going to go opposite.
Yeah.
But I'm kicking a field goal.
I'm kicking a field goal.
Going up 7.
All right, we got to go to break and come back because Cakes was right. It's too many.
I think he's done, right?
I'm done. I have
the answers now.
I know. Before he does answers, go to the line 1. This guy's, he knows who's the Junkie's best head coach.
He already knows.
Yeah, before JP adds them all up.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be Cakes because Cakes goes for everything.
Cakes is a go for it.
He goes for it. Sorry, I'm on the right side of history.
Yeah. Matthew, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
It's obvious who of the 4 Junks, which is a very small pool, is the best NFL head coach.
All right. Who is it?
Who is it?
JP Fling.
Because?
Why?
He's a leader of men. He is goal-oriented, and he makes things happen. Now, I'll use the specific example.
And he wrote a book.
This is the most. Well, I thought it was going to be based on our decisions here, but it's not.
No,
based
no, no. Your decisions. Like you're all saying, those are crazy questions. But it'll be fun to see what the answers are.
All
but
right.
JP is JP is not my favorite, John.
I was going to say we got a JP stand.
my favorite is Cakes because he's the best.
Oh.
But J.P. Flame is who I'm going to hire to be my head coach.
Hey, can you
because he gets things done.
Can you imagine the number of delay games J.P. gets from telling the quarterback to play in the headset?
He's playing so much verbiage.
You'd be surprised. I do have several chips in I-9 sports. Several.
Well, dude, Matthew, J.P. would be late to every practice and game. I don't know why you think he'd be the best.
Good one.
All right, you know what? You might be surprised with the results. We'll get to them. When we come back, don't go anywhere on the Junkies. All right, so we're going through this article in the Washington Post. Adam Kilgore wrote it, came out a couple days ago. Are you smarter than an NFL head coach? Take our quiz. By the way, all these NFL head coaches have analytics people in their ears who are telling them.
I mean, I would definitely have access to the latest, greatest analytics info.
Now, they can overrule them.
Sure.
They can go on vibe, and a lot of it does depend on who your quarterback is. I get that.
Right.
So this is not a perfect quiz. I thought Jason made a good point.
I also think if it's indoor or outdoor.
Yes.
Like that's a factor.
Yes.
But the wind is crazy that day.
Weather's a factor, of course.
Do you have
field conditions.
If you have Zane Gonzalez as your kicker, do you have...
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to say the guy
prime
from Baltimore
Justin
anymore.
Tucker.
Justin Tucker.
Yes, prime Justin Tucker. Yeah. Yeah, so there are a lot of things in play. Just wanted to read some of the tweets. You can always hit us up at Junks Radio. This is from Suda Hillary. Used to live in our neighborhood, right? Friends with your family.
Yeah.
Said, Bish is not watching film after 7 p.m. Not a grinder, has to get 10 hours of sleep every night. Right. So he wouldn't be his vote.
Good point.
As the head coach. Although I believe in the poll, Jason was running away with it. You can vote at Junks Radio. This from Chris Rudy. EB would be paralyzed by anxiety when making any big decisions. Cakes would treat it like a fantasy squad and have no offensive linemen or defense.
That's a good point.
Bish is the most calculated and sports savvy. JP, two numbers driven, would make a good analytics guru. So I guess it'd be behind the scenes. This one from Chase. I love the Junks, but don't think any of them are grinders. EB would miss the start of the second half on the toilet, and JP would sleep through his alarm and be late for kickoff.
Now, normally, my
a lot of Jones.
I would have a pregame duty. I wouldn't have a mid.
Yeah, you can't.
I would have a pregame, probably a diarrhea duty.
Probably, yes.
From anxiety.
All right, so Bish is winning the poll. You can vote at Junks Radio. Yeah. All right, should we go through these?
Sure.
To find out who makes the best NFL head coach. All right, first question was, you trail by three, 7:50 left, first quarter, 4th and 2 from their 20.
All right,
should you kick the field goal or go for it?
What did we say? Just tell us what we each said.
I actually said kick the field goal because felt it's super early in the game.
Yeah.
You agreed with me. Cake said go for it. Jason
so
said
wrong.
Go for it.
It's a go for it then?
It is a go for it.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Jason and Cakes on the board.
They don't want you chasing the score in the first
This
quarter.
Is says one popular school of analytical thought goes like this. The earlier in the game, the more aggressive you should be. Success gives you more ways to win. And in failure, you have more time and opportunity to make up for the lost 3 points.
All right. I see that. Logic.
All right.
I don't think that
Fourth and goal from the two.
All right.
You're up by 5. 3:29 left in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Should you kick the field goal? That puts you up by 8 if you make it.
You got to kick
it. Or do you go for it?
I think you got to kick it.
I was a go for it guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes was a go for it guy. EB and Jason said kick the field goal, go up by 8. Now, this is not perfect because it says not quite in terms of the answer, but the answer was kick the field goal.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Bish
you.
Bucks. EB on the board. I'm 0 for 2. Cakes, 1 for 2. EB, 1 for 2. Bish nailed the first two. Got out to an early lead.
All right.
Would he retain the lead?
I thought that was pretty easy, that particular scenario.
I thought so, too.
All right, first and goal from the 1. You're down by 9. 1:06 left in the fourth quarter. You have all 3 timeouts. Should you call a running play, call a passing play, or kick the field goal? We all said call the passing play, which was correct.
Ooh, okay. I didn't realize you had 3 timeouts.
Overtime playoff game, you win the coin toss. Should you kick off or receive?
In an overtime playoff game, we said kick off.
The answer was kick off.
Oh. Right. So what?
Okay. I said
it says this.
All right, so where are we? I need to know where we are in the competition.
I'll get to it. Well, Jason is
4-0.
Yeah, all right.
So he had 4 points.
I think
at this
I'm 3-1. I think
Jake
Cakes and I are 3-1. I don't know what you are.
I might be 2-2.
Oh.
Because I think I missed that one. I said
no.
Defer.
You've now changed. I had you down as.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we discussed that too much.
Yeah.
I have you as getting that one correct.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Jason
4-0.
Whatever Ron Rivera would do, you do opposite.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Jason 4-0. Cakes and I 3-1.
And I was 2-2.
Okay.
All right. Number 5, 38 seconds left. Your team scores a touchdown. You're within 1. Should you kick the extra point or go for the 2-point conversion?
What did we say?
I went for 2.
Yeah.
All the rest of you guys were correct and kicks the extra point.
Yes, of course.
All right.
Unless you're giving the ball to Patrick Mahomes in like 35 seconds left.
By the way, can
Not
you
great.
Play like Jeopardy music or something? I feel like it's a quiz, like it's a game show or something. I don't know.
All right, halfway through.
So Jason's undefeated. Jason's 5-0. I'm 4-1. Cake's 4-1. You're terrible.
I'm
the worst coach ever.
I'm getting fired.
Yeah. 2-3. All right, go ahead.
All right, number 6. It's 4th and 1 from your 16.
All right.
You're down by 3.
All right.
2 minutes left in the first half. Should you punt it or do you go for it? I went for it. Cakes went for it. EB and Bish said that they would punt.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's go for it.
So. Correct answer is you go for it.
So dumb.
It's fourth and very makeable.
No, you don't do that. That's, from your 16.
Go dumb. For it, baby. Pedal to the metal.
Just give them a touchdown. That's so dumb.
Just get a yard. Just get 1 yard.
It's
in
so
an
hard
NFL
to get
game.
A yard.
Yeah, some offenses can't do it.
I understand. Hey,
some offenses can't even get an inch.
If you have a top 18 offense, you go for it.
Well,
in
that's
that
not
scenario.
What it said. That's not what it said.
That's what I said. That's
what I that said. That wasn't part of the scenario.
On your own 16.
Again, yes, yeah. On your own 16.
Fourth and one.
You're going to lose so many games.
How many times have you guys seen a team go for it on
it, never.
Inside their own 20?
No, this is a hypothetical.
That's what I'm saying. About that's what why I knew that was going to be the answer.
This happened in the Ravens-Chargers game, week 12. Ravens went for it with 2 minutes left in the half, and they went on to score a touchdown. In the win.
Once in a blue moon, teams do go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's right.
It's a standard yard.
Yeah, if I have Lamar and Derrick Henry, I'll do it. Indeed. If I have Will Levis.
That's fine. You wimps can punt. We're going for it.
Go ahead.
The analytics say if you punt, chances are you'll have to convert another fourth down later, and it'll be a higher leverage situation. So, hey, Ravens did it. It worked in the Chargers game. Okay. Cakes and I correct in that situation.
All right, next one.
I got a lot of catching up to do, though. With about 4 minutes left, you score a touchdown. You're within eight. You have two timeouts left. Should you kick the extra point or go for the two-point conversion?
Tell us what the answers were.
What did we say?
I said you go for two. EB also said go for two. Bish said go for two. Cakes kicks the extra point here.
Right. This is a big swing spot.
Coach Cakes, you're incorrect.
No!
You got to go for
knock
it.
Knock him off his pedestal.
Destroy.
Good.
All right, next situation. You lead by five, 10 minutes left, third quarter. Fourth and 16 from your 42. Do you kick the field goal, go for it, or punt?
This one,
again,
if
this
it was
one,
indoor, I would kick.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got this one wrong because I said go
you
for
said
it.
You said go for it.
I said kick the field goal.
I said go for it, too, actually.
I think Cakes was a go for it guy, not a field goal.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Fourth and 16, what are the odds of that?
So there was three scenarios, right?
And Bish punted.
Yeah.
Bish correct.
Ah, the punt is correct.
I mean, that's common sense.
Wow. And how much were we up by? On that,
up
in
five?
That scenario?
Was it up five?
Yes, you were up by five.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get Tressway, you pin him at the five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. 1:39 left in the fourth quarter, fourth and three. Your opponent's 10. Mm-hmm. You're up by three. Should you kick the field goal or go for it? Jason said kick the field goal. EB said go for it. Cakes was go for it. I was kick the field goal. Cakes and EB correct on this one.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Wait, where are we in the standings? That's all I care about.
Jason was up by one over Cakes and EB, and I was officially out of it.
All right, now we're tied.
On to the very last question.
Oh, really? The three of us are tied?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Oh, all right.
No. It's critical. No. Jason was up by one.
I thought you were running away from it.
Jason missed that one.
Yeah.
Right. So now we're tied, right?
If I was up one. No, you had a 2-point lead.
Oh, so I'm up one. Yeah. All right, one to go. Oh, I can't lose.
I felt like you were.
It's a push.
Yeah. I felt like you were up.
Yeah. What did you say in this scenario, Jason? Fourth and six. Opponent's 19-yard line. 6:18 left in the fourth quarter. You lead by four. Did you kick the field goal or did you go for it?
I went up seven.
You were correct, Jason, the best head coach.
What did I do on that one?
We all kicked the field goal to go up by seven.
So he won by one.
That's easy.
You made one more better decision than me.
Hey,
the king.
Send those results to Dan Quinn. Maybe you get an interview. Offensive assistant.
Offensive assistant.
Quality control.
Yeah, but I'd take a pay cut.
I finished last.
I wouldn't have to drive as far, though.
I finished second because I wouldn't go for it on my own 16. That's what it came down to.
Well, he also didn't go for it in his own 16. That was incorrect.
Yeah, I was punting that.
But the truth is there are a lot of gray areas, as you said.
Yep.
You're not kicking the 59-yard field goal with Zane Gonzalez, but if you've got a silly and it's indoors, you're probably kicking that 59-yard field goal.
All right, I liked it. I like that exercise.
Fourth and 16,
though.
If I have Jaden Daniels, I'm just telling him, go run for 18 yards.
If it's fourth and two.
Pick this thing up.
Fourth and two, and you're making 86% of your fourth downs.
Well, yeah, of course.
You're, and you got Jaden Daniels, you're going for it.
I don't even... I don't even know where the punter is at that point.
If it's fourth and one and you got the Eagles tush push, you're going for it. If you're Buffalo's tush push, maybe not so much.
All right, let's take a break. And then when we come back, let's talk about the actual game instead of talking about fictitious scenarios. Can we talk about the game and predictions?
Sure.
And we can do that. Maybe get the callers involved too. I'm going to place so many bets, by the way. Now, I'm going to place a lot of $1 bets. I was telling Cakes, you should see some of my college basketball parlays. You're going to laugh at me. I put 11 cents on one of them.
Why?
Because I don't care about the money.
Because
it was
he's
to
a
win,
sicko degenerate.
It was to win $8. And I don't care about actually winning the money. I just like the action.
By the way, Jason won the poll and he won that. Yeah. But I thought this was a funny tweet because I don't think you heard all the tweets. I would pick Bish as the best head coach. But he wouldn't be able to get the play call in time because he'll be 90% of the time allotted clearing his throat.
Yeah, probably. Well, if the games are at 6 in the morning, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a 1 o'clock the kickoff, games are, you're good.
I'm good.
If it's a primetime game,
you fully clear the pipes out.
You would actually delegate. You wouldn't be able to stand for the whole game.
All right. So can we do that? Can we talk about the game when we come back and make our predictions?
What's your vibe if you want to chime in? 800-636-1067. Call us on the MGM National Harbor listener line. We're talking Super Bowl next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Super Bowl Sunday, the Chiefs against the Eagles. What are your current lines, Jason Bishop?
Last time I checked, and I'll pull it up here in a second, but last time I checked, the Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites.
1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, let me just pull it up, the official numbers here, the up-to-date numbers. Here you go. Chiefs at 1.5, minus 120 on the money. So coming back, you got the Eagles plus 1.5, obviously, and then they're plus 102 on the money. Total is 48.5. And Cakes, I'm just kind of looking through all the crazy numbers. There's only two players that are in negative numbers for any time touchdown. That's Saquon at almost 2-1 or 1-2. And Jalen Hurts, basically even money, is minus 115. Everyone else is a plus number for any time touchdown. So if you like a Kelce or if you like an A.J. Brown like I do, or if you like a long shot like a DeAndre Hopkins, someone like that, you can take a shot at that.
So I put this up on our Instagram page, Who Wins the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the air on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And basically, two-thirds of the people on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, are saying the Chiefs win.
Mm-hmm.
I get it because they won a bunch of Super Bowls, but I feel like the Eagles have more talent.
Well, I mean, they have the most talented player in the game, aside from, I would give Mahomes, I guess, the nod, but Saquon Barkley is the most talented skill position player that doesn't play quarterback in this game. And if that Chiefs defense does what they've done in the last couple of games against top running backs, James Cook and Joe Mixon, then Barkley's going to run wild because those guys average 5.6 yards per carry in the two games leading up to the Super Bowl. So they better have some sort of formula for slowing down Barkley, or it could be a long day for them on defense.
Yeah, I think straight up, I think the Eagles are going to win. 800-636-1067. Straight up, who do you think wins, Cakes? I'm betting against KC. I'm probably an idiot.
It's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. I'm going to just bet the Chiefs win. They find some way to backdoor a win in the game.
Even though
I think the Eagles are more talented across the board.
I like the fact that Hurts had such a great game a few years ago in the Super Bowl. I get it. It was a long time ago, but it was against the Chiefs, and he had a great passing game. He had a great running game. He scored three rushing touchdowns in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that was 2 years ago, but they've added Saquon Barkley. Their offensive line is better. I think A.J. Brown's going to score in this game. I got a vibe on the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Eagles. EB, who do you think wins straight up? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I'm leaning Eagles. I think the Saquon and just their defense, I don't know. I think they're good enough.
You know, in a coaching matchup, we would all take Andy Reid over Nick Sirianni. I think I was watching it here, the ex-players that are on the facility, and one of them said that in the Super Bowl, generally it's one or two play calls that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were leaning on Andy Reid. It might have been Shady McCoy who played for Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out, you know, in a couple of Super Bowls, I mean, guys were like wide open. They would run. You remember the play that they ran where the receiver basically ran in and then came out?
I think you're talking about the Kadarius Toney
play. Yes, Kadarius Toney, yeah. Just wide. It was like, boop. Mm-hmm. And then they ran it again on the other side. It was just,
right.
So he schemes things sometimes that shows that he's an elite level play caller. And that Vic Fangio stat, which we learned earlier this week, Patrick Mahomes undefeated against Fangio defenses, mm-hmm. gets me nervous. But I do think, I mean, maybe it's just due theory for the Chiefs to lose. There's never been a three-peat. And I'm rooting for the Eagles, so maybe it's my heart. I mean, I don't really care that much. But if I had to choose, I guess I'm rooting against the Chiefs.
I am too. We've already established we're kind of tired of it. I mean, I know some people want to root for greatness. I don't want to see that. I want to see the Eagles win. I'm a big Saquon guy. If you look at what Hurts has done in the playoffs, just the playoffs, he hasn't put up huge passing numbers, but he's been super efficient, man. 20 for 28 against Washington, 15 for 20 against the Rams in bad weather, 13 for 21 against Green Bay. Now, he hasn't thrown for a ton of yards, but he's completing 70%. He hasn't turned the ball over.
Well, that's not how they're built. They're built to run the ball.
I understand that.
Barkley and with him.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So he's not forced to go out there and beat you.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to rely on him to throw the ball 40 times. So I like the fact that he can beat you in the short yardage. And then Saquon is the big home run threat.
I think one of the most underappreciated stories of the year has been the improvement of the Eagles defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been remarkable to go from where they went
in terms of
points allowed. They were giving up 25 plus points per game. Only like the Cardinals and the Commanders were worse. Now they're right, but they're one or two in the league. I mean, just a remarkable turnaround. And then adding Saquon in the mix, I think Jalen Hurts is a great leader. But I'm rooting for the Chiefs for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess it's hard to root for the Eagles.
Who are you rooting for, Cakes? I know it's poison.
By a skosh, the Chiefs. But I'm
oh, you are. I felt like you were rooting for the Eagles.
I just want to be entertaining. Like, I don't care.
I mean, I think all of us are kind of that way.
Yeah, I'm not going to be upset when I go to bed either way. Just wants to be entertaining. That's all. But I
thought
think
you made a good point earlier this week. Nobody really hates Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is pretty likable, actually, for as big a star as he is.
I just have a weird, like, I kind of want Sirianni to stick it to people.
You know, don't you think it's going to be a tight?
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of almost an underdog because people just hate on him so much. And feel like he's been painted to be this moron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he started, and deservedly so. He didn't have a good initial press conference.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
He's not a moron.
Of course it doesn't mean anything.
He's a smart guy.
But, and then the dumb Philadelphia Eagle fan base wanted to bail on him, what, like 3 or 4 games into the season when he had this unbelievable record.
Right.
So I kind of, I don't know, I'm rooting for him in that respect.
The one prop I love, I just think it's going to be a tight game, and FanDuel is offering one of biggest point differential in the game, 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and under is 140. All right, so you got to lay 140. But I love that. I just don't see this being any sort of a blowout. You know, I don't see it being 17-0 at any point. Or
some
21,
props to look into.
Or 21-3.
The Chiefs had a really hard time stopping tight ends all season long. So you might want to sample with some Dallas Goedert props. Even though they don't pass a lot, like that could be a focus for Philly's offense to go against a real weakness on that Chiefs defense.
I don't think this is going to happen because remember there was a point in the season where the Eagles weren't scoring early. Now, obviously we saw against Washington their very first play, Saquon takes to the house. But they weren't scoring early in the first quarter, so maybe they've fixed that. I saw one of these talking heads say something, and I agree with it. He said he believes the Eagles are going to win, but that they better build a nice lead early because if it's close, that's when Patrick Mahomes does his thing. And I brought up that stat earlier that Trey Wingo put out. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was basically late game clutch situations in the playoffs. He's delivered every time, 7 for 7. Tom Brady in those same situations, he might have been second best on the list. Was 5 for 11, less than 50%.
I wouldn't feel
and
great.
And Mahomes finds a way. So it's like the Eagles. I think your bet's going to win, but let's say the Chiefs just can't stop the run. Mm-hmm. That the Eagles' offensive line got healthier. They have this dominant offensive line, and they just overpower the Chiefs. and they just run it with Saquon. They run it with Hurts, and they just get rolling. That's the scenario. I don't think the Chiefs go up by 17, but I could see the Eagles.
I mean, anything's possible. I just see it being a tight game, and I just think the Chiefs or the Eagles will keep it close. But I wouldn't feel great if I was an Eagles fan and I'm up three with, you know, 2.5 minutes left, and Mahomes has the ball.
You should be terrified.
I wouldn't feel great. And I don't know how I'd feel if the Chiefs are up three or six and there's 2 minutes left and Hurts has the ball, because then, you know, Hurts is going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. But we'll see what happens. I certainly wouldn't feel good if Mahomes has the ball.
Yeah, I'd feel much better if I was the Chiefs playing defense in that situation, because now forced to pass, kind of taking Saquon out of it.
Right.
I know Saquon can catch the ball in the backfield, but
I just think Saquon's going to have a great game.
I just was looking at, you know, just again, the turnaround that Philly made defensively, and a lot of it is, it's not only the points and yardage and all that kind of flipped the script. They also flipped the script with their takeaways. They had like 17 or 18 last year. They had 26 this year. We actually went backwards. We had one less this
year. That's crazy. The playoff statistic is insane. That they've forced 10 turnovers and haven't committed one in three playoff games.
Yeah. You know what?
We saw that in the Washington game. It was a 4-0.
Yeah.
But they've done it consistently throughout the playoffs. And then if you even look at the late regular season, I mean, Hurts takes care of the football.
Yeah, he does. So does Saquon.
You know, I was going to say.
Oh, by the way, it's also Saquon's birthday on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, it is. Oh, really?
Birthday boy, Saquon.
How old is he turning? He's going to have a day.
28?
28 or 29?
I think it's 28.
I think he's going to have
something
a day.
Like, something like that.
Yeah.
And he just got engaged.
Well, he was married. He had kids with, maybe they weren't married, but he's got two kids.
Yeah. So funny. It was, I had the NFL players, the awards on, and Saquon was doing his thank yous. He won the Offensive Player of the Year, and he goes, he thanked his kids. And my wife, I don't think she was thinking about it. She goes, how does he have kids already? He's young. It's like, are you kidding me?
He's almost 30 years old.
Saquon?
He's 27.
He's 20. Yeah. He'll be 28 on Sunday.
Right. Kidding?
Yeah.
They're two youngins.
27 to perfectly. When did you show? Cakes had the baby.
I had a kid at 26.
Yeah. You beat
Saquon early.
Yeah.
Well, so
I think she was thrown because she didn't like thank a wife or mother. Oh, and then it was just a little toss away conversation. All right. So you like the Eagles to win. I like the Eagles to win.
Chiefs.
I actually think the Eagles are going to win,
I guess the Chiefs win. You think the Chiefs win?
Behind the glass.
Valdez, Eagles or Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Grab it.
I'm 2-0 so far in the playoffs in our picking on the show.
Okay.
So I will continue that with 3-0, and I will take
Chiefs.
All right, Mar.
Eagles have more talent. They look more impressive in the conference round, and I historically hate both teams and always go against the Chiefs. But in the wise words of George W. Bush, fool me, can't get fooled again. Chiefs are going to win.
You should play the clip. That is a classic.
He always has a little something. I've got a few good ones, though.
I've met too many good doctors, especially OBGYNs. You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Can
we get him back
went
in the White
Yale.
House? I want him back.
No, please. That guy's a disaster.
I want him back.
Coming up next, our Super Bowl parlay here on The Fan.